From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said Tuesday that a U.S. airstrike may have played a role in an explosion in western Mosul March 17 that killed dozens of civilians. Townsend said the civilians may have been gathered together by the city's Islamic State defenders so the U.S. could be blamed for their deaths.
The coalition respects human life, which is why we will not abandon our partners in their time of need or because of ISIS's inhumane tactics of terrorizing civilians using human shields and fighting from protected sites, such as schools, hospitals, religious sites, and civilian neighborhoods.
Townsend said U.S. personnel have inspected the site to gather more information and conduct tests. An Iraqi general said an IS car bomb was the target of the airstrike, and that caused the massive explosion. UN Human Rights Office spokesman Rupert Colville said Tuesday in Geneva that exposing civilians to possible harm is a tactic often used by Islamic State.
Witnesses reported that ISIL had previously forced at least 140 civilians into the house to be used as human shields.
The UN said more than 300 people were killed in Mosul between February 17 and March 23rd. Villagers in the Democratic Republic of Congo have discovered the remains of what are believed to be two UN investigators who disappeared earlier this month while monitoring a sanctions regime in troubled Kasai Central Province. Three bodies, two Caucasian, one Congolese, were found near where the UN investigators were last seen. The remains of the two UN officials are likely to be those of Michael Sharp of the U.S. and Zaida Catalan, a Swedish national. The area is at the center of the Kamuna Nsapu insurgency the U.N. has pledged to launch an inquiry. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May Wednesday is to begin the separation or Brexit with the European Union, thus triggering a two-year period of negotiation that, according to Monash University European analyst Ben Wellings, will usher in a period of uncertainty.
The stakes are high in this high-risk gamble. You know, high risks means high dividend. It could all be pulled off by the United Kingdom government with the Conservative Party behind it. But it could also go badly, and Britain could lose its position in terms of its economy. It could lose its position in terms of its global influence.
The invoking of the Lisbon Treaty's Article 50 comes 9 months after British voters elected to leave the EU in a referendum. The Islamic State reportedly has launched a counterattack in northern Syria to try to fend off a U.S.-backed rebel drive on the de facto IS capital, Raqqa. The Kurdish and Arab militia units of the Syrian Democratic Forces are battling over the town of Taqba and its strategic dam over the Euphrates River. It seized an air base nearby on Sunday. President Donald Trump Tuesday declared an end to what he called the war on coal, signing an executive order that eliminates restrictions on fossil fuel production imposed by the previous Obama administration.
With today's executive action, I am taking historic steps to lift the restrictions on American energy, to reverse government intrusion, and to cancel job-killing regulations.
Mr. Trump said the order will help ignite a new energy revolution. Environmentalists denounced the move as ignoring the effects of climate change. French police said they opened an inquiry after a Chinese man was shot dead by police in his Paris home, triggering angry protests in the city's Chinatown. China's foreign ministry called in a French diplomat demanding that citizens be protected. Chuan Han Lu is among the protesters in Paris.
We don't know the details for it, but we just know he lost his life, so we just came here. And we want to ask to police, we want to know the situation, we want to know the details.
Media reports indicate the 56-year-old victim gunned down in front of his family after police were called to investigate a dispute with a neighbor. South African Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan is back in South Africa after being recalled from London amid concerns he may be sacked.
The president is my boss, so if he asks us to come back, we must come back.
Pravin insisted Tuesday he remains in his position and eased the run on the currency, the rand. A Taiwan man has been detained in China on suspicion of harming national security. Li Mingchu disappeared after entering the mainland from Macau March 19th. He had used social media to teach about China-Taiwan relations. Beijing views Taiwan as a renegade province. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.